You're listening to the Closing Market Report for Tuesday afternoon. Don Day at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, is on the phone line to take up the weather forecast. Hi, Don. How are you today?
Doing good.
And tell me about the forecast. It's been hot. We've had rain, a lot of rain in a few spots, and I'm wondering what it will be like the rest of the week across the Midwest.
Well, a lot of the same. We're going to continue with the very warm temperatures. We'll be able to add up a lot of growing degree days and heat units across Midwest and Corn Belt, and we're going to have some more opportunities for shower and thunderstorm activity as well. So it's kind of a nice mix that we're seeing right now of some heat and a little bit of precipitation.
And as we go forward over the two-week period, do we cool down at some point?
Well, we will cool down a little bit. Looks like after Labor Day weekend, we'll have a couple of cool fronts push, especially in the Western Corn Belt areas. But right now, the way the month of September looks to be shaping up is that the coolest weather will be over the Northern Plains, the Northern and Central Rockies, and into the desert Southwest, while areas along and east of the Mississippi look to be starting off September with temperatures maybe slightly above normal, not too far from normal values. So we don't see a big cool down yet, at least for the next 10 to 14 days.
They are doing some harvest in the southern part of the United States, the Delta region, and of course in the Texas area. What kind of conditions will they be working under?
Looks pretty good. There's going to be a little bit of thunderstorm activity at times moving into those areas, but not to the extent that I think it's going to cause any delay.
And have you looked around the rest of the planet and have concerns, for instance, in China or other growing regions in the northern hemisphere?
Well, not from what we're seeing on the charts today. Right now, if we take a look at China, they're looking at temperatures not far from normal over most of that country, and pretty good chances of some precipitation as well, but nothing that's going to be excessive. And if we look over in Europe, it's sort of a similar weather pattern. Europe has been pretty cool, especially the western areas of Europe, but it's going to be a little bit warmer and even amounts of precipitation scattered about most of that continent.
Don, thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Some things that are coming up tonight. I'll be in Sherman, Illinois at the Farm Credit Illinois office. That's at 1200 Tipton School Road there in Sherman. Jonathan Kappas, University of Illinois ag economist and policy specialist, will be along to explain the ARC and PLC decision. Tomorrow night, I will be at the Seed Shed in Ashmore, Illinois. That's near Kansas and down by Effingham, between there and Paris, in fact, on Route 16, starting at 5 o'clock, again, sponsored by the Farm Credit Illinois office in Paris, Illinois this time. Gary Schnitke will be along. He'll explain the ARC and PLC decision, the early on assumptions they have. That's not completed yet, and you won't have to make it until January of next year, probably. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities will be with me. So will Jackie Vakes tomorrow night, that at the Seed Shed in Ashmore, Illinois. And then next week, I'll be in Watsika on Wednesday night and Mahomet on Thursday night. And then on Friday of next week, I'll host Purdue University's Agronomy Day. That's at the Beck Agricultural Center just outside of West Lafayette, Indiana on US 52 West. I hope you can take a look at all the information on all of those programs. That's up on our website, and there's even more to do there too. Look in the Outlook Meetings calendar schedule. That's the link over on the right-hand side of the page at willag.org. That's willag.org. I'll see you tonight in Sherman if you're there, or tomorrow night in Ashmore. Have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.